Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
And I'll tell you another horse that goes pretty well, free of debt. Chris Beek joins me now, and he's going to be excited going into the Golden Slipper. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, Shane. Yeah, very excited.
You've got to be wrapped. This horse, it's just stepped up to the plate, everything you've asked of it.
Yeah, that's right. Even back from his first trial back in December at Morphettville, he's just every time we've sent him to the races, he's just stepped up again and travelled up here to Sydney, and it's just thriving in the conditions.
He seems to sort of colt, just looking at his form. He likes his runs either spaced or just keep him nice and fresh. Is that correct?
Yeah, look, I guess he's on his first racing prep, really, so we don't really know a lot about him and what he may or may not progress into. But at the moment, the 4 and 5 weeks between runs has worked so far, so there was no point changing it coming into Golden Slipper.
He's by unencumbered. You trialled him back in December at Morphettville. He ran 3rd of 5 there, just a nice quiet trial. What were your expectations at that point with him?
We had a very good opinion of him leading into that trial, and I instructed Jake Turek, who was on him, just not to knock him around for that trial, because I think his first start was only, it was only, I think, 10 days away from his first race start. So it was just a nice, quiet trial, just to give him the experience. We were really confident going to his first start run, which went around big odds. But, we weren't fazed by them whatsoever. No, we were very confident.
I might just add, he blew from $18 to $31, $18. And I imagine you've had a little something on, Chris?
Yeah, definitely. I guess that's where it's a small to medium sized stable back in South Australia. So, when we're taking on Weary and Hazes and the likes of, that's where the odds sort of come into it, I guess, especially with 2-year-old racing. But, he was very, very good on debut, and obviously then headed over to Flemington, where again he was probably near outside of the field there and won quite easily.
I'm just wondering, did you reinvest? He blew out to $8, his second start, but he won at Flemington as well.
Yeah, that's right. So now we just kept on following it because, for a 2-year-old to head over to Flemington from Morphettville was generally a big step, but we didn't see it as a throwing him in the deep, and we really went there with a big opinion of him and thought he would win, and he did quite easily.
Well, he then had a little freshen of 5 weeks before he went into the Blue Diamond, a terrific run in the Blue Diamond. You must have had your heart in your mouth about the 200.
Yeah, definitely. We took him back home and just give him 10 days up at one of the owner's properties up in the Adelaide Hills and come back from that. And that's when Aquas Farm got involved in him. And, I was considering taking him for the prelude, but when Aquas Farm got involved and part of the deal with those guys was they were prepared to pay the late nomination for the Blue Diamond, which was really good for me and the current connections, because we didn't have to pay that late nomination fee, and it gave me the opportunity to keep him nice and fresh, which is what I believe was best for the horse, and go straight into the Diamond.
Well, he ran a terrific race. You were beaten less than a length running third, and now you've trialled in the other day. There was a nice trial at Randwick.
Yeah, nice strong trial at Randwick. Dwayne Dunn came up and rode him for me, and I was very, very confident, very, very happy with the come race day, he's going to do everything right the Sydney direction. And, he's got through that well and continuing to place.
Is he just one of those good doers?
Yeah, he is, yep. No, he's always always eating, and the more you give him, the more he eats. So, it's quite an easy 2-year-old to be training, really.
Given the fact you sort of freshed him in and spaced his runs, do you have to work him, keep him up to the mark, or is he one of those sort of horses that you just keep ticking over?
Yeah, he just keeps ticking him over. He's naturally athletic type of colt. He's not overly big, so we don't have to do a lot of work with him. And he's had a lot of travel, especially for a young 2-year-old. It is quite a bit of travel, which tightens him up along the way anyway. So, short, sharp maintenance gallops is all he's needed, and had his final one at Rose Hill this morning, and we're really delighted with how well he's going, getting through it all and heading into Sudbury.
What did he do this morning?
I just ran up, went a half mile, and just ran up the last 2 furlongs, and no record time, ran about 25 and a half for the last 400 metres, and just did it with ease, really. So that's all I wanted to see of him on the back of the nice strong trial last Thursday.
It's interesting the point you make, Chris. He has done a fair bit of travelling because you were based at Morphettville. He's been over and back and so forth. And sometimes those long trips is nearly as good as a run, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So his page only says he's had 3 runs. He's, won a throwing a couple of trips to and from Melbourne and now up to Sydney. And, he's probably, the equivalent to 4 or 5 runs, really. But, No, he's handling it really well, and as I said, he's a good eater. Seems to settle into all conditions really well. Like, he's gone from Morphville to Danny O'Brien's at Flemington when he won at Flemington, and then back for the Blue Diamond. We stayed at Mick Price's and then had some time down at the Water Walker at Foreman Park in Victoria before heading up to Gerald Ryan's at Rose Hill. So he's been in all types of conditions, and as a two-year-old, to be able to handle all that just goes to show his great constitution he has. And, and that's a real key thing going into the Golden Slipper on Saturday. I think he's going to really handle the conditions. Everyone tells me I've never been to the races at Rose Hills, but come Golden Slipper Day, it's just an experience you can't explain in mounting out the roar, and it's going to be something that really the horse has to be able to handle, and I really believe he's the right colt to do that.
Hey, the trainer has to handle it too. I reckon you'll be walking the box a bit the night before, won't you?
Yeah. No, all the owners are heading over from South Australia on Friday. So we think we should have a quiet little dinner and a few refreshments just to calm the nerves and get a good night's sleep in.
Few little nerve settlers, and you'll be right, Chris.
Exactly right.
We wish you all the best. It's a lovely story. He's a good horse, and you're going to have a lot of fun with him. And let's hope all goes to plan for you on Saturday.
Thank you very much, mate. Appreciate it.